Yeah, ma'am. I have, I guess, an account with you guys for my roofing company here, and I've been like noticing that I'm not showing up on the Google listings when I go to look for it. And I've actually had other people try too, like on their phones, and this, and then I'm not showing up on the, you know, the Google pages. So I just want to know why, you know, and how I can fix that. I have another company with you guys, and I always seem to work on the other company, no problem, it seems. But this company does not have, I literally can't think I've ever gotten a single call from, like, somebody that, you know, Googled me, I guess, in, like, almost a year, I want to say. I haven't had any calls. So I don't know if there's something going wrong or, you know, what I've got to fix.
Got it. Well, I should get further check on that for you. I'm sorry, can you provide me with your first and last name again? People stake out.
Yes, Anthony Bauman.
Thank you so much. And if you can provide me with a business name or call it for?
Yes, Tough as Nails Roofing.
Thank you for that. Please allow me a moment. All right, so I now have your account pulled up, Anthony. Let me just go ahead and check on it. Please allow me a moment, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. I am still on the line. I'm still checking on the account. Please do bear with me for a bit more, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much. right. Thank you so much for waiting on the line, Anthony. I apologize about that.
No worries.
All right, so I just tried to look up for the keyword that we have on your account. It does show that your business is on the first page when the keywords are being searched, or these keywords are being searched, is for asphalt shingle roofing, asphalt shingle roof installation, and asphalt shingle roof repair.
I mean, I'm gonna guess that's maybe the issue. Nobody Googles asphalt shingle roofing. At least not a customer would. They're just gonna roof, you know, or Google something like roofing near me or roof repairs or something like.
Right.
Why does it have asphalt on there? You know, like that's maybe that's why it's not nobody's searching that, because that's not a common thing that any customer would think to actually type that in ever. Only like another contractor might say something like that, but not a customer.
Right, that is definitely correct. But no worries, we are definitely optimizing your business for the rest of the keywords that we have on the account, such as roofing company, roofing repair, roofing services, roofing repair, or gutter cleaning, roof repair. It's just that these three are what's currently bringing your business to the first page of the Google search results.
Wait. That doesn't make sense, because when I search for it, I don't see my company at all. Like, I've searched from my phone. I have multiple phones. I've searched from different phones. I've also searched from multiple computers, and only one time did it pop up, and that was because it's on the computer that I'm logged into my actual local, you know, like I can log into that specific directory or that listing. But if I go on any other computer or any other phone, when I put in like roofing near me or you know, roofing, Lombard roofing, anything like that near me, it does not come up my business at all. None.
All right.
Like I even scroll down like 10, 12 listings, you know, down the list, like let alone not just be in the top three. It wasn't even on the list at all on multiple occasions, different computers, different like phones, like numerous places. It wasn't just one time. Otherwise, I wouldn't be calling about this. Like, I can understand sometimes maybe it doesn't show up here or there. Okay, whatever. But I had somebody that was telling me they could not find it. And then I was like, are you sure? And then I couldn't find it myself. And I tried multiple times, multiple places, and my listing was not showing up at all. And I was even looking at the Google Maps of my exact address, and all of the other roofing companies around me, like there's ones that are literally blocks away from my house, and the little red dot is on the Google Maps for them, and it has their name and everything. But if you look at my address, it had no red dot, and there was nothing highlighted there. It wasn't even like it was existing at all. And believe me when I say I have another business with you guys that I've had for 10 years, and that one shows up no problem. If I search like anything even remotely near the business, that one works unbelievably well, and I always show up on the top three. This one, I don't even show up at all. So something's got to be going wrong.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, by the way, Anthony, I mean, we sure can go ahead and proceed with optimization for ranking. We are going to be going over the optimization for ranking as well within this call. At the same time, in regards to being seen on the Google search results, by the way, what I looked or what I searched is asphalt shingle roofing in Lombard, Illinois. And I sure can show you my screen, which shows that result when I look it up. Same goes with the other two keywords that I have mentioned.
Well, I'm on my computer right now, and I just typed in exactly what you said, asphalt shingle roofing, Lombard, Illinois, and I am nowhere on this list. It's Lang Home Exteriors, Sterling Exteriors, M&M Home Remodeling, and I'm going down the list, down the list, down the list, down the list, all the way to the very single bottom, Allmax, Adept, GC Roofing, every other roofing company in this goddamn nation seems to be on this list, but not me. And again, I'm looking at my exact address on the Google right now, and I don't have a red check mark there. Like, I don't have, you know, the little thing you can click on or whatever on my location.
That is weird, because right now when I look it up, it actually shows you on the 10th ranking, or first page, and you're number 10. I can go ahead and share my screen. Let me go ahead and do that. Lisa Longnemo here.
Yeah, it's like, unless I physically type in Tough as Nails Roofing, then it'll come up, you know, then I'll pull up my Google page or whatever. But if I've just been trying to, like, search, you know, random roofing near me or Lombard Roofing or anything like that, I don't show up at all, not even in a bit. At least I'm not on my side for some reason, and not on numerous computers and numerous phones, too. And other people tried as well. It wasn't just me. So I'm not sure. Maybe your computer's working, but a lot of other people are not.
Mm-hmm. Got it. I know.
And like I said earlier, I honestly don't think I've ever received a single phone call on this phone other than telemarketers and bullshit, you know, people trying to sell me stuff. I've never received a single customer's phone call on this phone ever. Not even a single time. And I've had this listing, I want to say, for 6 months to a year now, at least. Maybe longer than that. And I literally have never seen or never had a single phone call to this number of a regular, like, customer trying to inquire for services or something along that line. Not one.
I definitely understand you on that, Anthony. And I know how important it is to be able to see results from what you're paying for. Now, well, here's what we can do instead. That way we can get into the resolution or what we can do to actually gain better ranking and better visibility online. Although, yes, optimization has been consistent, definitely. At the same time, I would suggest we go ahead and optimize your listing for ranking. So let me just pull it up. So I would just want to verify a few information with you so that we can proceed with the optimization for ranking, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right, so your address already shows on your Google Business profile, which is good. Now, in regards to the hours of operation or the business hours, it currently shows as 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day.
Yeah, that's fine.
Would you be okay with having it shown as 24/7?
No, not 24/7. Just the 8 to 6 is good.
All right. Thank you so much for that.
Wait, are you saying that 24/7 would be better? Is that why you're implying that? Is that a better optimized thing?
That is correct.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah, sure. Do that. Whatever.
Okay. Well, not necessarily that you do jobs 24/7. You can actually just take inquiries within those hours, probably. Most of business owners does this, even if they're just... let's say 8 to 5 p.m. or open 8 to 5 p.m., they still take inquiries right after those hours.
Yeah, okay. All right, yeah, might as well.
Okay. All right, and then for the service areas, which I'd like to confirm, we have here Downers Grove, DuPage County, Glen Ellyn, Lombard, and Wheaton.
Yes, those are all good areas. Now let me ask you this. DuPage County encompasses every one of those towns that you listed. So does that make a difference in, like, how I show up? Is that going to screw it up? Or should I just have DuPage County? Or should I just have the towns? You know, like, is that going to make a bearing on it? Because kind of every town you listed is inside of DuPage County, you know?
All right. Well, if you wish to, we can remove DuPage County just to make sure there won't be any confusions as far as optimization.
Okay, all right, that's possible. Let me ask you this other question then. Is there a difference in the order in which the towns are listed that it would change the optimization? Like, say, if I wanted to get more work in Wheaton and Glen Ellyn rather than Lombard and Downers Grove, like, should I list those two first, or does it not make a difference when it comes to search results?
It does not make a difference, or the order does not make a difference.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, but just to confirm, we'll be removing... we will be removing DuPage County, right?
Yeah, so let me ask you this. So if we only have, you know, Downers Grove, Wheaton, Lombard, and Glen Ellyn, I think were the four that you had on there. If somebody's in Naperville, which is like another town near here, if they search it, does that mean that then I'm not going to get results from that area, or they won't get my result because I don't have that in there, or how does that work, you know?
As long as that area is within the service areas that we have, then that means you should still be visible in that area.
Okay. All right.
With these areas that we have, it does not mean that you're only going to be visible on these areas or that you're only going to be optimized on these areas. Nearby areas or cities will actually still be covered.
Okay.
All right. And then I would also like to go over the keywords that we have on file. So we just want to make sure that the keywords are still updated. Let me know if there's anything that needs to get removed or if there's anything that needs to be added, okay? So the keywords that we have here are roofing company, roofing repair, this is roofing contractor, roofing services, asphalt shingle roof installation, asphalt shingle roof repair, gutter cleaning, roof repair, and roof installation.
I think you repeated a couple of those more than once, but yeah, all of those pretty much work, yeah.
Okay. And by the way, the reason, if I'm not mistaken, the reason why it says roof repair, and then we have another one for, and then we have another one for actual shingle roof repair is because
sometimes
clients do search such keywords as well. So just to confirm, all of these keywords are good. Anything that you would like to add?
No, I think those all seem relatively, within reason.
Okay, wonderful. And then one thing that I would like to discuss about gaining better lead flow, Anthony, and better ranking, this is also one thing that customers would consider as far as getting you in business with them. It's actually about the reviews on your Google business profile. Currently, it shows there's only one, and we do suggest you get additional reviews on your Google business profile. Also, we do suggest to get the reviews responded. So as of the moment, you can respond to the existing review, and then if there's any customer that you have or recent customers that you had that you can request for reviews from, you can definitely request for reviews from them. Client dashboard gives you three options on how you can request reviews. And I sure can discuss how you can request reviews on the client dashboard. Let me go ahead and send you your login information first. Let me just send it.
I'm actually on right now. I'm actually responding to that review currently.
Oh, wonderful. That is wonderful. But on the client dashboard, by the way, if you're currently logged into it, there's three options for you to request for reviews. First, we have the link that's going to take people exactly to where they can just leave a review to your Google business profile. So you can copy this link, send it to them through text or an email, and then they can just click on that link and leave a review for you from there.
Also,
we do have a request review button that you can click from the client dashboard. Once you click on it, it's going to ask you for your customer's name, phone number, and email address. So once you hit send, they'll be receiving the same link with that message. And then lastly, the newest feature that we do have the option for you to create a QR code. So you can generate your own custom QR code from the client dashboard. That way, let's say if you ever completed a job for a customer, you can just have them scan the QR code, and then they can leave a review for you from there.
Oh, okay.
All right. And then another thing that's also going to help with optimization, if you have any new photos for the business, please do send us a copy or have them uploaded to your client's dashboard so that we can use them for optimization. New photos does help a lot with optimization too.
Okay.
All right. So I'll go ahead and send your client dashboard login as well as an email requesting for new photos so that you can either send it through an email or have it uploaded to the client dashboard, okay?
Okay.
All right. And that is all for the optimization. I will have a routine proceed with optimizing your listing for ranking. But for now, Anthony, will there be anything else that I can assist? Do you maybe have any other questions maybe or anything else that you'd like to discuss?
No, I think you should help me out quite a bit there. Thank you very much. Hopefully, I'll start to get some more interaction on here.
Definitely. And should there be anything else, Anthony, or if you have any other questions, please know you can always call us back, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Have a good one.
Thank you so much. Yeah, have a great rest of the day. Bye-bye.